The Volumes of Truth. Volume 2. The judgment of God is true and without question. Yet the error of the people is great. September 3, 2005. From the Lord, our God and Savior. The word of the Lord, spoken to Timothy. For all those who have ears to hear. These questions were asked of the Lord. Lord, is capital punishment okay? Are those who are cremated lost? Thus says the Lord. The penalty of sin is death. Thus all who have sinned, shall surely die. All shall lie down in death. Yet there is a people who shall not sleep, nor shall they lie down in death. A people who shall be awake at my coming. A people who have received of the divine gift. A people who know me, and in whom I am known. For I see of myself within them. They shall be lifted up, not preceding those who have fallen asleep in Messiah. This is the first harvest and resurrection. For there is but one way, one truth, and one life. From the beginning, there is but one. Yet there is one who is cast down, who goes about to and fro in all the earth, perpetuating lies, and spreading forth abomination, leading many away from the truth. From the very beginning, Satan was a deceiver, and a murderer. He has never been on the side of truth. From the beginning, he has sought to ensnare my people, and destroy my nation. For the heart of man is easily swayed. On account of his flesh, he becomes entangled. Thus his idolatries are many, and his adulteries have no end. Behold, hand in hand they march toward their destruction, embracing lies and rejecting truth, as they parade their transgressions openly in the streets. For the wisdom of the wise has perished, and the knowledge of the prudent has turned to dust. For the people are void. They all have itching ears. As cattle to the slaughter, or as a bird hastens to the snare, they give heed to those of clever words, failing to perceive it will cost them their life. Therefore the mouth of Sheol is open, the pit is dug deep, and the generation of my wrath shall surely be cast into it. Indeed, they shall all walk through the valley, until death comes to claim them, and the grave hides them away, says the Lord. Therefore, hear the word of my mouth, and humble yourselves, O sons and daughters of men, that you may see with new eyes, and restored vision. If you kill for the sake of justice, though you yourselves remain unjust, have you not transgressed twice in your spirit? Yea, three times, you have sinned against the Lord your God. For man knows not the justice of God, nor can he comprehend the judgment of the Most High. You slothful, and most wicked generation, you are all murderers. Even to murder the murderer, is murder. You do always transgress. You know nothing of the power of God, nor of my mercy revealed in the Messiah, whom you call Christ. Nor are you able to search the hearts of men. O foolish and deceived generation! If a man has committed murder, and you put him to death, you have placed yourselves in the seat of judgment, making yourselves equal with God. Thus blasphemy shall be written upon your heads, and murderer, your new name. Yes, punish the man who has committed murder, yet kill him not, lest he turn to me in sincere repentance in the Messiah's name, and be forgiven. Shall you then slaughter the sons of God, piercing the hearts of those made new? O peoples of the earth! How long shall you tread the wide path? How long shall you walk in the way of Cain, and run greedily in the error of Balaam, holding fast in your rebellion as Korah? For your sins are many. Behold, they are increased beyond measure. Shall sin judge sin, and institute the punishment before the time? Is not my judgment, that of capital punishment, for all who have sinned, and annihilation, for all who refuse to repent? Yet I sent my only begotten Son, to suffer your sentences for you. Therefore, you do greatly err. Peoples of the earth, where are your hearts? Err on the side of hope, and salvation in Messiah. Where one cannot err. Therefore concerning those who kill the body, yet cannot harm the soul, I say this. He who murders his brother, has committed great evil. even he who has conceived of murder in his heart, is guilty. And those who carry out capital punishment, are of the same. For they have put themselves in the judgment seat. Behold, they have placed themselves upon my throne. Yet you know not what tomorrow will bring, nor can you look upon the heart of man. Even all his thoughts are hidden from you. Thus only I shall make an end of evil. Only I shall destroy the wicked of heart, and cast the sons of Satan into eternal darkness, into the void of lifeless nothingness. For only the one who grants life can take it away. I am the Lord. Or have you forgotten whom you shall fear? The one alone who can destroy both body and soul. Behold, the sins of this generation reach unto heaven, a murderous and most wicked people, a great multitude who stand in agreement, a whole generation seeking the penalty of death, as they shake their fists at heaven. Yes, by your own admission, you are guilty. Behold, according to your own laws, you should be put to death. You are the ones who should be sitting in the chair. Hypocrites! You have destroyed yourselves. Foolish generation! Your life is not your own. Apart from me, there is no wisdom. Apart from the Holy One, there is no life. Apart from the vine, there are no branches. Behold, the leaves wither, and the fruit has been cast down. For the people have no favor with God. Thus every dry branch must be broken off, and cast into the fire. All corrupt fruit must be left, and tread down. For the temple of God has lost its form. Its comeliness has departed. Every chamber is empty. For the heart of man is void, his countenance unyielding. Thus the pride of man has become a chasm, both deep and wide, says the Lord. Therefore, thus says the Lord your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Tear down the temple of God, and I shall raise it up again. For all who have died but sleep, yet I shall raise them up again. And of those who are mine, I shall not lose one. For I am the Lord, and I shall raise them up again. Even those cremated, and those long since turned to dust, shall rise. For from the dust you came forth, by my knowledge were you made, and by my breath, you became living souls. Cannot God raise up children to Abraham from the very stones, if he so chooses? This I have already told you. Why then, O peoples of the earth, do you rant and rave, and wail like the heathen, as one with no hope? Where is your trust? Indeed, you have forgotten your God, and are greatly deceived. You do not know me, nor will you believe. For if you knew me, then you would know the Father also, and understand that all things are possible with God. Therefore, let those who ask in faith receive, and let those who believe have understanding. For the fear of the Lord is indeed the beginning of wisdom. For I have already told you that neither man nor angel can truly kill another, nor is Satan able to raise the dead. Only the one who formed it can raise it up again, and only by the hand of him who created it shall it be utterly destroyed. Thus if one refuses to be restored in the image of God, which I am, he shall surely perish. He shall be blotted out, his life forfeit. Indeed, it shall be as though he had never been. Therefore repent, and receive of me, as I am, and not as you would have me be, that you may be truly born again. For I am the perfect reflection of the Father, the image of the invisible God. I died, behold, I am risen, and by my life are you saved, that you might become the perfect reflection of me, the one alone, in whom is everlasting life, says the Lord.